Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale scores. Trotsky moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Krivic picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Sullivan scores. Weatherly goes all the way around to score. Vosmick moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Vosmick. Knickerbocker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hughes. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hughes strikes out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Averill moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Red Evans now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hughes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Knickerbocker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Harder moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell is walked intentionally. Red Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Harder covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trotsky strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder bunts towards the mound. Evans throws towards the plate. Sewell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Knickerbocker moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Knickerbocker scores. Harder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Krivic picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Harder scores. Hughes goes all the way around to score. Hale moves to third. It's 9-4, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Evans covering, for the out. Hale scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 11-4, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Tony Pete pinch hits for Red Evans. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes catches it and throws to second with Knickerbocker covering, to double up Sewell. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.